Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we continue with our Pledge Drive series, where every day we're ending our show with Bill McDonald, the obituaries editor for the New York Times. Each morning we pick an obituary, and today two from the Times, and talk about the life of that person who died. Bill McDonald, thanks a lot for doing this series with us. It's been so much fun. And today's the main obituary we're going to talk about is for Barbara Brenner, who died May 10th at age 61. Then we'll go on to Ray Manzarek from The Doors. She led the group Breast Cancer Action, which set itself apart from other breast cancer groups by refusing to take funding from corporations that made money from cancer or were deemed environmentally suspect. But she died, notably, from ALS. Her breast cancer was in remission?
It was, and she had gone through two bouts of treatment in 96, I believe, and 93 and 96. Ironically, she did die of ALS, and she refused to describe it as Lou Gehrig's disease, as it's commonly known.
Why?
She felt that Lou Gehrig, although a great athlete, was the wrong image for the disease because she thought he was, you know, a kind of robust figure. And she, her point was that ALS just ravages the body, and you know, she wanted. She didn't think that was a good promotion for ALS awareness, you might say.
I guess her claim to fame is that the main group that Breast Cancer Action set itself against was the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And at the time, and this had nothing to do with Komen's Planned Parenthood controversy, it was very much an outlying view to set yourself apart from them. The Komen approach opened itself to more scrutiny as a result, including that recent Sunday Times magazine piece a few weeks ago by Peggy Orenstein, who we had on the show. BCA, Breast Cancer Action, took on those pink ribbons and what they call the over-promotion of mammograms. But are their views on the environmental risk factors of breast cancer widely accepted?
It seems to be, the jury seems to be out on that. Even people very involved in cancer research, are some of them are skeptical that there are environmental reasons for cancer of any form. And but this particular group did want to see more research done on the potential of pollutants and chemicals in food and water as a cause of cancer. And that was one reason why she took on the Susan Komen for the Cure group, mainly because they had allied themselves with KFC to produce pink buckets of chicken. And she thought, well, fried chicken is what promotes obesity, and obesity, she believes, and I think others do too, is a risk factor for breast cancer. So she here was a company and an organization essentially promoting, you know, the consumption of a food that could be dangerous from their point of view. But the research is not definitive yet.
And significantly in the news today, BCA is one of the plaintiffs in the Supreme Court case challenging human gene patents. And that's become an even bigger story with Angelina Jolie publicizing her genetic disposition for breast cancer and the preventive mammogram that she underwent. That genetic test is very expensive because of those patents. And she, well, so her, the group that Barbara Brennan founded is one of the plaintiffs in that suit, and we'll hear what the Supreme Court has to say about that patent any week now. But I do want to get to, I'll mention that Barbara Brennan's obit is only on the Times website today because most of the page in the print edition is taken up by the one for Ray Manzarek, who founded The Doors with Jim Morrison.
That's right. One of those figures from the 60s that anyone of that generation will know, Ray Manzarek. You know, his indelible keyboard play on songs like Light My Fire. And he was a founder and also wrote some of the songs, contributed to the songwriting of the group as well, although the credits apparently were just for The Doors collectively. But he was really a founding father of that group and died at 74, again, of cancer.
By the way, I think I misspoke a minute ago and said Barbara Brenner founded Breast Cancer Action. I think that's not right, but she did lead the group.
She was the first executive director, yes.
And, you know, the Ray Manzarek legacy for people into The Doors is partly written by John Pareles, New York Times music critic, who says Jim Morrison was the one in front, the poet, the superstar, but Manzarek was the guiding force behind the band.
He had a great musical knowledge. He wasn't just a rock keyboardist. He knew jazz. He studied classical. I mean, you read the backgrounds of these guys, and they're really, their talents are beyond just what you're hearing, perhaps, or what their image is as a rock group. This was a real thoughtful musician, very talented, very, versatile.
And they actually put out one good album that very much featured Ray Manzarek, even after Jim Morrison died. So, Bill.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, he continued to perform well after the Doors with Robbie Krieger and other groups.
Bill McDonald, the Obit editor for the New York Times, will be back with us tomorrow one last time, and we'll highlight another person's life as we do each day of the membership drive. We'll wrap it up tomorrow. Bill, thanks a lot.
Okay, Brian. Thank you. Bye bye.
The Leonard Lopez Show, coming up after the latest news.
This is WNYC, AM, FM, and HD, New York.